That is so true, Dick.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
He had also said that he thought that Gene was a little bit abrasive. And I have to say, just sitting here, I felt you were as well. I came to observe you. I asked about the content of the commercial, to which you said to Steven, she'll wait. You asked me also when I was leaving if I was going to go and tell the female, because of some sort of sisterhood bond, what you had been doing, what you had been working on, and what your general strategy.
Who said that to you, Gene?
Gene,
did you insult my daughter? Huh?
What did I say to you?
Nobody insults my daughter.
You said she'd wait.
Omarosa, what do you think of Gene's disrespect for Ivanka?
It wasn't just a disrespect. He questioned your integrity.
Oh, nice.
And that, to me, is the most offensive part of what he did.
It was just unnecessary. I mean, you could have almost said nothing.
You're absolutely right. So I sincerely apologize
for
any short-sightedness I may have had.
I don't believe him. He hates her.
Idiots. Because they choose to be Don and Mike.
You're goddamn deep.
Look out.
Woo! Look out! Look out!
Woo!
Woo!
I walked by the TV last night.
Did they fire Gene Simmons last night?
No. It was, is it Nadia Comaneci?
She got the boot?
Life has not been kind to Nadia Comaneci.
She's got that whole Romanian thing going anyway.
She really looks like a refugee, man. Wow.
I predict they will not fire Gene Simmons till the very end because he is the ratings draw for that show.
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I watched the last 5 minutes and spent at least a minute going, who is this ratty, dirty woman? And finally, when they said Nadia, I was like, oh, that's that little Russian pixie?
Yeah, but Nadia Comaneci was only cute. Like you talk about TV sitcom kids being cute.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the cuter the little kid, the uglier the adult. And she falls into that category 100%. She is nasty. And she's got the anus eyes, doesn't she?
Yeah, and for being on TV, you know, it looked like no one had scrubbed her up or anything.
Wasn't she a bad girl for a while, too? Didn't she get into some kind of trouble?
No, she's married to Bart Connor.
Okay.
And they host the Chicago leg of the telethon every year.
Right.
And I've watched her get uglier and uglier and uglier every year.
I seem to remember, though, like right after she became famous and she became an adolescent and then she was a teenager, she might have gotten into some kind of
meth
trouble. No, some kind of sexual trouble.
She's on the Jerry Lewis telethon?
Yeah, she hosts on WGN with Bart Connor.
But she was a cute little pixie back in the day.
Maybe it was, did she have some nasty photos that...
Yeah,
that,
something like that.
That way back then, now we wouldn't consider nasty, but back
Nadia
then...
Nadia Comaneci got in some kind of scandal. That's all I remember. Huh. I remember her and the, who was the figure skater, the Russian figure, Oksana Bayul. She was another one that got, you know, was famous, and she was the cute little pixie.
Right.
And she came over, moved to the United States, and got like 3 DUIs. The Olympians.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don's and Mike's.
Hi there. Yes, we is.
What's up, guy? Hey, I got two things for you.
Yes, we am.
After I graduated from Jovan Musk, I moved up to Jovan's sex appeal.
I bet I tried that as well. Did that have kind of an orange label on it?
Well, it just you know, like Mike said, it just led you to believe that you might get laid even more so than Musk.
Well, it was a better cologne because I think it included deer urine. I think that was in there. Actually, urine of deer. Urine deer.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey,
I was just wondering, whatever happened to the grease man? Did he ever get back to you guys or acknowledge that you're
nice.
To help
he's
him
here
out?
Today.
Break?
Yeah, well, here he is right now. How you doing, Grease?
Hey, just fine, sir. How you doing?
No, we've done all that we can do. We put out the word. We would like to get Doug tracked.
You know, Estella, you're listening, you pig, you.
We talked about it before the end of the year, and actually I think someone who knows him said that he's not around right now. He's on vacation now. So
Can focus on that, Don.
I'm still
desperately trying to figure out my own career. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I thought that was going well.
It's going well, I guess. Another week. Another week goes by. You know, it's I guess I would categorize it as going well, but I still, you know, I was hoping to hear something today. I was hoping to get a word today, but I didn't get a word today. So that's why I'm feeling just a little selfish today. Just a tad selfish. Don't want to talk about other DJs. Don't care about them.
All right. Well,
care about me.
Right.
Care about me and what's going on with me. That's who I care about. Because you know what? When I woke up this morning, Mike O'Mara looked in the mirror and said, "You've got to take care of number one." That's what I say each and every morning.
As you say, that's not a new conversation, is it?
Yes. No, no. It's the same conversation I've had for 30 years.
Me too. I mean, yeah. Hell, longer than that.
That is a dreamy jersey, if I didn't mention that, too. I mean, really, that is the – you've worn a lot of jerseys in here, but that one jumps out. I'm having trouble not staring at it because there's a lot going on that jersey.
They junk it up with these big crowd advertisements.
Very European, yeah.
You said it's what? It's some sort of an NFL Europe team?
It was NFL Europe, the Rhine Fire.
Okay.
And it was back when they allocated players from the NFL, and some guy that was allocated by Green Bay wore number 45, and I got the jersey as a gift.
Is that a sandwich that's got on it?
Where?
Looks like, yeah, what's that thing? Is that a sandwich?
PSI.
PSI is a, it looks like a sandwich.
I think it's their logo. I think it's like it's a gold. It's a piece of gold. I think
it's a piece of a golden nugget. And then,
over here, it's an ad for some German beer.
Schlosser Alt.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
Cool. It's my very special day before a very important game shirt.
Now, do you plan? I asked you during the break. I said, "Will you be wearing your special clothes?" You said, "Yes, for game day." But do you have? Are you so superstitious that you actually have a routine of clothing that you think about all week long? Because you have been, I mean, you're always wearing your Packers crap. You're wearing that all the time.
Yeah.
But do you really think during the week of a big game like this, hey, I'll wear this day, I'll wear
this? Have you planned tomorrow's wardrobe?
Here's what I know I will be wearing for the game tomorrow.
All right.
My son actually brought up an outstanding point. I have, you know, 50 pairs of white Green Bay Packers socks.
Yeah, the footwear is important to you.
You know, I've got gray socks, white socks, black socks. They all have Packers logo on them.
Right.
And I say that they're my lucky Packers socks. Mm-hmm. And my son said to me not long ago, "Dad, you've been saying that for about 10 years.
Right.
But how are they lucky if you keep getting new ones and throwing away the old ones?" And the truth is, there is a pair that is still old and ragged that I wear.
But they've been laundered.
Yes, okay. But the little helmet is falling off the side.
They're a little threadbare.
Back by the heel,
mm-hmm.
There is virtually no fabric at all.
Will you be wearing that game day?
Yes, I will.
Uh-huh. What will be the rest of the ensemble?
Tomorrow I will be wearing my gray. I sound like such a girl. I'm going to be wearing my gray Packer sweats, the ones that have the little zippers right down by where the feet are. Then, I believe, because it's been the outfit I've worn all year long, I'm going to wear the Belichick hoodie. It's the Packers one, but it's the same one that Belichick wears.
Ah, okay.
And I've worn it for years, at least this year.
You know, the nice thing about your superstitious gear, it does sound like you're dressing for comfort.
Yeah.
That sounds very comfortable, what you're wearing.
There's a chance, depending on how the score goes tomorrow, I am such a girl. I could make 8 different costume changes tomorrow.
You've mentioned that before. You go, like, don't you switch to a game-worn jersey at some point?
Yeah. If they fall behind, uh-huh. I've got a shirt for that. If they go way ahead, I've got a shirt for that. Actually, you want to know how retarded I am?
Yes.
I have.
I said yes.
In case they make the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
I actually have a pair of Green Bay Packer football pants. And I don't mean like pants like you would wear. Like jeans. I mean like
uniform pants?
Yes, uniform pants. Right. Real game-worn uniform pants.
Wow.
And if I don't look like the biggest retard in the world when I pull on a jersey.
How do they fit?
Well, they're a size 40 waist, so they fit pretty good.
Wow. So they're lineman's pants.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. They're lineman's pants.
That's good stuff.
I don't think Brett Favre's got a big fatso size like that.
Do you have any kind of food routine at all that's involved in the superstition? Yeah, is that just kind of up in the air?
That's always whatever's happening at the moment.
Okay.
If they're doing badly, I'm like most people. I'll say, give me something else to eat, or I'll make somebody leave the room, or I'll move the position of my feet or whatever. But I'm all about the clothes.
During the game, or do you go alcohol-free when you're watching the game?
During a Packers game, must be straight.
Yeah,
serious.
I'm kind of the same way with the Red Sox.
Must be straight.
No, that's really not true. I think back to 2004. No. No, that's I was about to say I do the same thing. Oh, no. It's a matter of fact, I do the opposite. I cope with the stress of the big game.
I got them all laid out up there. I got a throwback jersey. I got the comeback jersey. I got the we're getting our ass kicked jersey. I even have a Seattle Seahawks jersey. I'm not really sure exactly what I might do with it,
right?
But it's in the little section of my closet for tomorrow's game.
Is the game in Seattle or Green Bay? The
game's in Green Bay.
Green Bay, okay, Lambeau.
4:30, my friend.
Good weather, I think. They're going to expect
supposed to be Packer weather. Supposed to be
cold, but clear.
Cold and snow flurries.
Oh, they're going to have flurries. I love that.
Oh, yeah, they're perfect. Sure.
The frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
And my God, yesterday, what did he say? Brett Favre. I think he, in a press conference, he said offhand, he's not even thinking about retiring. He's going to come back next year. And the governor of Wisconsin got on national TV, like broke into programming and said, hey, it's the governor. Great news. Brett Favre says he's coming back next year.
Another season.
Yeah.
Eli Manning had a press conference yesterday also. You know what he said? Would you please pass the jelly? Tony Romo? Who knows? Who knows? And you know what? You brought it up the other day, but everybody, I mean, if there's one football line this week, everybody is talking about Jessica Simpson.
Who cares?
Everybody is talking about whether Tony Romo's going to bring it or not.
You know, so if he had stayed at home and had banged her
right
every night at home, no one would have thought anything about it.
True. Nobody would care, but it's the big vacation. That's what everybody thinks.
I'm almost rooting for him. God, and I'm getting to that point now where I'm thinking tomorrow is such a great football day. Tomorrow is the beginning of the end.
Yeah. And you have to wait till, yeah, you know, you're going to kill yourself because you're going to be waiting till 4:30.
Hello, Donna, my show.
You're up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
you think you're kidding.
I know I'm not kidding.
We know.
I know after all these years what your schedule is.
I swear to Christ. I mean, I would wake up at 6 or 6:30 anyway. But I will get up tomorrow, and the first thing I think, I swear to God, will be, oh, game
I was
day.
Thinking of calling you like right at 4:30 and go, you have got to see this thing on the internet.
Hello, Don and Mike show. That would be funny, Mike.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Like when I've called you during a Red Sox game.
You have.
I don't know.
A couple of times probably over the years.
And I don't know when
you've probably not a significant Red Sox game.
I don't know when you've been ruder. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've been polite.
Right.
But it's like I've been watching a game and I
it really doesn't matter. It can be a regular season game, too.
I would just call and ask a question like, hey, how come this one guy is doing this thing with his coat? And I was like, hey, I'm watching the game. Later. Goodbye. Later. Bye. Click.
I don't think I've ever been rude to you on the phone.
You have rushed me off.
I hustle you off, but I think I've ever done. I think I've always been done it. I've always done it politely.
You've never been rude, period.
Hello there, Donna Mike Rob. Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, what's happening? Oh. Hi there.
Hello, the carnage.
You are stained, Spiewak.
I like that you called by his last name.
Spiewak's a stain.
Hey, what's up? Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes.
You guys are forgetting Dan Connor's favorite cologne, the 34 Packard. Auga.
What are we forgetting?
I have no idea, but it sounds like, you know, it's one of those guys that, you know, happy hour started at 12 noon and he decided to call the show.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Yeah, Don, I was wondering if you have Packer pajamas with the built-in slipper feet and butt flap.
If they made them, I'd wear them. I swear to God.
Well, the Packers have more merchandise than any sports team anywhere.
Sure. They do, but they do
I
not.
Really wish the Red Sox had even one-tenth of what the Packers
they
have.
Don't sell underpants.
They
if
have
they
to
did,
have.
I would wear them.
They have to have
they
pajamas.
Don't market those, Buzz.
I would think they'd really have don't. Pajamas.
I would bet you'd be able to find Packer underwear somewhere.
I've looked.
Yeah, well, you've been on every
anybody
website.
Knows.
Trust me, I've looked.
Your website known to mankind.
This is the bad thing about being me. There's so many bad things about being me. Like, why can't I just be happy that tomorrow is really, tomorrow and Sunday are the best, it's the best football weekend of the year.
You're not talking about your whole thing where you start getting depressed about
yes,
the end of the
yes,
season.
Yes, I
what
already
the hell
am.
Are you doing?
Mike, I wish I didn't have this burden. I wish that I could go into this weekend and say, this is really great, but you know what it is? It's the beginning of the end.
But you can do that with the regular season when your team's not involved, but no, you got but your super team you've rooted for since you were a kid involved in it.
Yeah, but even if they make it to the big game, I don't think they're going to beat the Patriots. And even if they do make it, I mean, like, it's just, I get so used to having effing football there as my companion.
The New York Giants almost beat the Patriots.
Let me tell you something. Football has always been there for me.
Mm-hmm.
When I've needed football, it's always been there for
right.
me. And I hate it when it's taken away.
You're starting early. You're starting earlier than you ever have. And your Packers are in the thick of it this year. I don't understand why you're skitzing out about it already.
It's because, Mike, it's everything. There's football now on Thursday night. There's football on Saturday night.
We better plan a poker game.
On Sunday. And then there's football on Monday. And then all of a sudden, it's the four greatest games of the year. And then they cut it back to just two games. And then it's one game. And then even if my guys win, it's cold turkey, Jack.
You might want to plan a poker game, okay? You know, just one. You know how we always do one
take
right after the
off,
season to
yeah.
cheer you up? It's the cheer you up poker game. We got to plan one. You know?
I'll be fine.
Sometime in, you know, maybe the end of January, we start thinking about planning the poker
I've
game.
Mentioned this before, too. I'm idiotic about this with books.
Yeah, I started to mention that.
When I read a book.
You don't want to finish it.
Right.
If I get like 3/4 of the way through.
And it's good.
I start getting pissed.
Right.
I start thinking like, I always look and go, oh, Only 70 pages left. That's like maybe one sitting if I read real fast. I don't that know is what truly it is about me.
I don't think you're abnormal. I think there are other people that do that. I just find that, you know, I'm somebody who just wants to get to the end of the book. Yeah. I mean, I just can't wait, you know.
But
the fewer pages left, the better for me.
So many books suck that when I do find a good one, and as you know, Mike, I like to think that I have a bit of panache. Have you ever heard of John Grisham?
You mean the fine literature?
I fancy the writings of Jonathan Grisham.
English Lit 101.
I also fancy the writings of Jimmy Patterson. Mm-hmm. You know, real tough to get through stuff.
Uh-huh. Jimmy Patterson and his slew of junior writers that he brings along, his apprentices. That guy, I tell you, I'd love to take a peek into his empire, because this guy, James Patterson, it seems like every other book now, and he churns them out once a month, and you see James Patterson and then on the very bottom with a brand new name that you've never heard of before.
And have you noticed a lot of the co-writers are women, which is why at some point in a James Patterson book you'll be reading it, and it's like he reached underneath, and it's definitely a woman writing about strong hands,
chiseled abs. His abs were, you know, a lot of male descriptions of good-looking men. You're right, in those James Patterson books.
I quivered as he stood shining and gleaming in the light in front of me.
Right. His firm pectoral muscles, you know, highlighted the sunset as the water dripped off his muscular chest.
Meanwhile, there's nothing like I'm looking at her and I'm seeing the most beautiful breasts I've ever seen in my life.
You and I could write erotic fiction. Good quality erotic fiction,
sure,
too.
Sure we could.
She was surprised that he was arriving as early as he had. She hadn't prepared for the evening. She came out in just a slip dress. One of the straps on her shoulder had dipped almost down to the elbow, revealing the curve of the right side of her almost exposed breast. Wow. I don't know what happened just there. I'm real proud of myself.
That's the world of Mike right
there. I kind of took you all away there for a second, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Wow. I wish I'd studied in those classes, you know, how to write. Would have been better. What's that?
How to write.
How to write.
It's the one that they had at American University, first semester.
How to write.
No, how to write good.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show. What's happening? Hi.
So many reasons why the Celebrity Apprentice could not suck enough, but Nadia Comaneci looks like the lady from Housekeeping.
Yes, amen. From any hotel you go to. Mm-hmm. Yes, agreed. She's the lady that knocks on your door.
You look at her, you want to ask her for more towels. But
does she still have the Dick Clark teeth, too, Nadia Comaneci?
She just has those beagle eyes.
Yeah.
Those dog eyes.
Beagle eyes.
Ivanka Trump. Has got to be the hottest catch ever.
Are you kidding me?
I think she's gross.
I wouldn't do her with your D.
I think she's gross. I think she looks like Donald, like a female version of Donald. Like that's her. Gross.
I laughed the other day. What was I watching? Something they were talking about. Football, of course. They were talking about. Boy, I tell you, on that Seattle front seven, it's some great D there.
Great D. Great D. And the Ivanka Trump thing, she's got that attitude that totally contrived, I'm going to be just like the female version of my daddy attitude.
Ann Coulter is prettier than Ivana Trump. Or I'm not Ivana. What's her name? What's the daughter's?
Ivanka. Ivanka Trump. Ivanka. Ah, boy, you did well there because you picked one.
Yeah.
Ann Coulter or Ivanka, I'd go with Ivanka.
I would too.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Have
to. Ann Coulter, you'd cut yourself.
Faggot.
You'd cut yourself on one of her exposed bones.
Listen to that beautiful voice. Listen to that feminine voice.
Faggot.
I don't hear any testosterone there.
All you'd see if you got her naked, Ann Coulter, all you'd see would be like hip bones and hair.
And how can you even think of Ann Coulter now without thinking of that transvestite we had over for Thanksgiving?
That's right. Absolutely right.
Right on. Oh, I know. When we come back, we have great tapes for you of Jeff Conaway? Jeff Conaway.
You mean the guy from Taxi?
The guy from Taxi.
Oh, yeah. He's a mess.
He's on that rehab show.
And he needs to be on it.
The VH1 rehab show. And we didn't watch it. We have two clips that will knock you down.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it.
So good. So good.
And then maybe when we come back, we can write some more fiction.
Well, you can write fiction if you like.
Okay.
Right. I was thinking that during the break, I may go irrigate my nasal canal.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll think about the soft cleft of her buttock. During the commercial break, as the towel slipped slowly to the floor, it was the heart of beach season.
You almost sound like one of those tapes we play during strip trivia.
Yeah.
Hey, would you be a love and grab one of those things? You know,
I'm not as good as that guy.
That's how you write, right there.
the bangly, bouncing motion of her titanic orbs of fun flesh.
In the soft, gentle summer wind, her breasts were... See, I'd like to... you know what my problem is? I can't wait.
I know.
I can't wait, and I get right to it. I said breast too early, you know?
All right, Mike, here you go.
All right.
This is what I think.
This is the master right here.
This is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
He lay looking up at the dark ceiling while she cried, and he no longer liked her. She had taken what was good in him, and what had he gained? Nothing but emptiness. Void.
Music helps.
But I'm a man now, he thought, and listened to her crying there beside him. I was a boy, and now I'm a dirty, stinking... Man.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Man, that's good.
That's quality.
Want to hear one more?
Yes. Yeah.
Another graduate of the Michael Mara School of Literature?
Yes.
I don't love you, but I like you. Respect you enough not to want to lie to you. Oh, don't. Stop. Now isn't the time for talk, darling, moaned the fiercely aroused young socialite daughter of a prominent jurist. The blouse was open, and she ripped at the gap with trembling fingers, pulling away the silken fabric so that the ruby nipples rising erectly from the midst of those glorious unclad spheres of ivory splendor were lavishly disclosed, surging upwards with ragged wantonness, begging for further fondles.
Oh, man.
There you go. Wow. Now that's what you're thinking about,
wow,
right?
That's fantastic.
That's pretty.
I make a
fantastic.
That guy's Shakespeare compared to you, Mike.
Oh, boy.
That guy's
I'll try to write one during the commercial break.
All right.
I'll try to write a really good one.
There's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It would be a pity to damage yours.
No, that's not it.
Pity this.
Nice, though.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's this one.
Take your sweater off, Jojo, he ordered brusquely. Her hands went to her waist, caught the hem of the sweater, and lifted it off over her head. She dropped the sweater carelessly on the floor next to the bed. She was wearing a pink bra that seemed about to burst under the outward pressure exerted by her breasts. Now the bra, Frankie commanded. She reached around back to undo the snaps. The cloth fell away, and her breasts, as if relieved to be confined no longer, tumbled forward excitingly.
It's a good one.
Frankie sharply caught his breath. You like? Jojo asked.
You
like? I like just fine. Molto bene. I've got the biggest pair in the barrens, she said proudly. She had a peculiar body, Frankie thought. It was as if those enormous breasts belonged to somebody else and had somehow been grafted on. The rest of her was thin, her belly was flat, her hips were narrow and boyish, her buttocks were lean and muscular. She had the agile, cultish look of a 12-year-old with the eye-opening breasts of a showgirl. 40-21-25, Frankie thought. One hell of a weird figure, but nice. Plenty nice.
Nice.
Oh, he's the genius. I'll try to duplicate it.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have a real nice story when we come back.
I think you're a pretender, not a contender, Mike.
It's going to be a story about a lady named Mindy.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.